After a meal like that, you deserve a little dessert. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Well, actually, a pretty spirited preseason tilt between the Toronto Maple Leafs, Buffalo Sabres. It was tied till the waning moments, but the Sabres come up with the game-winning goal and an empty net goal defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-3 in NHL preseason action. We welcome you to Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. We'll hear from Maple Leaf head coach Mike Babcock in a few minutes' time about tonight's game. Obviously, some lineup moves coming for the Maple Leafs tomorrow about some guys moving to the Toronto Marley camp and other places like that. It was a stronger Buffalo Sabre lineup, as you would expect. They were the home team. Maple Leafs trying a few other players out of there. One of them, Pierre Engvall, scored one of the three goals for the Maple Leafs tonight. John Tavares scored the first. And the third, a shorthanded goal by Trevor Moore that was in that pretty exciting third period of play. So we'll go over the goals and we'll go over all that happened in tonight's game, some of the NHL news that's going on around the league, and kind of a mid-training camp update on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Lance Hornby, covering the Toronto Maple Leafs in the National Hockey League for the Toronto Sun, joining Gord Stellick on Leafs Nation postgame. How you doing, Lance?
How's it going, Gordo?
Good. Now, I know you got another book coming out, If These Walls Could Talk, meaning the Toronto Maple Leafs walls could talk. So I'm sure there's a lot of great stories. That's coming out October 1st.
Yes, thanks a lot. It's a great look back. 100 years, really, of Leaf stories behind the scenes. Back to, in the old age when they won a lot of Stanley Cups, of course, and some great stuff from the 70s, 80s, 90s. A lot of the stuff you were, I'm sure, involved in, right up to the Young Guns in the Austin Matthews era. So had a lot of fun putting it together. There's some great one-liners, travel stories, behind-the-scenes stuff. I think people are going to like it.
Well, I'll tell you, the old Maple Leaf Gardens days, they used to just slobber all kinds of paint every summer on those walls. I think there were about 300 layers by the time the walls were done when the building was finished.
So, well, they certainly, yes, I remember certainly going way back to Conn Smythe's era. He liked to have that place looking good, which was great, but it is, like you say, they were very heavy on the paint in those days. It was a pretty good-looking place, though, even though if some of the hockey you saw wasn't the greatest.
Well, it was, and you know, some of the Toronto Maple Leaf Buffalo Sabres, it's been an exhibition game rivalry because of the geographics for so many years, and preseason games used to be a lot more physical. It's changed quite a bit, but boy, that was a real entertaining third period tonight.
Yeah, I thought so. Certainly the way it ended with the hit on Barry and a lot of the, a lot of the stuff that went on, maybe a little earlier, some tough hits, some play around the net, but you know what? This is a Sabre team, and talking to Ralph Kruger, the new coach, he's trying to put a new stamp on this team. He's not known by any means as a goon coach, but this team has to start somewhere. And I think, you get physical guys like Ruotsalainen in there, and you have Jack Eichel sort of taking, a big man kind of taking the team on his shoulders to a degree. I'm sure, like the Leafs hope that Austin Matthews does in future years. So you are seeing, this team, this Buffalo team, trying to flex its muscle, even though they may not make the playoffs again this year. They're trying to make a statement, and that certainly starts with their geo rivals up the road in Toronto. And certainly, as always, whenever the Leaf Army travels down with all the blue and white sweaters, I think that's got to fire up the home team a little bit.
Yeah, the hit you were talking about late in the third period, Rasmus Dahlin stepping across and just nailing Tyson Barry. Barry went down, and look at what, a kind of a knee-on-thigh, knee-on-knee type thing. The good news is Barry came back out to play. You hope it doesn't stiffen up too much, but also you saw kind of a Leaf team willing to kind of jump in there physically as well. It was a little bit wild and woolly in that last minute.
Yeah, Kevin Gravel certainly stepping up, and you've seen a bit of that. You saw Harper get into a fight as well earlier in camp. This is a Leaf team that a lot of people have questioned, how much bite they have, and certainly getting pushed around, and that's really come to the fore, I guess, in the Washington series 3 years ago, just because Washington was bigger, but certainly Boston being very, very belligerent and a lot of the same names pushing the Leafs around, but adding, I think, Jake Muzzin last year answered that a bit. And now I think Toronto is looking for, a bit more bite, a bit more size. You see a lot of big guys coming to camp this year, whether or not they can skate, you know, keep up with the flow that Mike Babcock likes remains to be seen. But, you know, even a guy like Hudson Ellenick in the game tonight, that's a prospect, a kid on the Newfoundland Growlers that has great hands inside. You think of Mason Marchment as well. Maybe those guys will get a longer look, but we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty at camp. I think Mike Babcock has to decide what some of these guys can do, and I guess maybe that's a good segue to the play of a guy like Trevor Moore tonight, who played a good, strong two-way game and not afraid to throw his weight around for a guy who's not that big.
Yeah, I mean, the three stars are a subjective thing. He was, I believe, the only Leaf in them. I'd agree with that. Like, he gets that shorthanded goal to tie things up. I think last year he was a guy that kind of caught everyone's eye, much like Andreas Janssen had before. And it's interesting, Lance, he kind of shows you got to stick with it, because the Toronto Marlies, part of the problem at times can be they got so many players, it's hard to find roster or playing time for the players. And he was one of those guys that was passed over quite a bit and then ultimately seized the opportunity there. It looks like he's seizing in the NHL.
Oh, for sure. You know, he's a guy sort of come from nowhere. He wasn't drafted. Came from the University of Denver, Tyler Bozak's school. And, you know, he's got a very, you know, dogged thing. You know, you would equate him, I guess, to the job Zach Hyman has done for this year's Leafs. And Mike Babcock made a lot of people laugh last year when he said the thing about Moore he likes is he's got a very large derriere that he can protect the puck really well, and a lot of players can't get around him when he's protecting the puck on the boards. But I guess the other thing I've seen that I hope a lot of people see is on the left wing without Hyman there, they're going to have to have both Andreas Janssen and Kasperi Kapanen play a lot of that heavy role down low. They're going to have to do a lot of the digging that that Hyman does in order to trigger the very explosive right wingers they have, certainly with Mitch Marner.
I thought that
and
was
William Nylander, of course. Yeah.
And I thought that was some that type of part of that game was something Kapanen did quite well tonight.
Yes, certainly. You know, there's a guy with speed, and he's not a small man, and he doesn't, he doesn't push. And I think there's, you have him on a different wing, and you're playing him in a bit of a different role. And I think he's obviously a very dangerous scorer. But he's a guy, if you can, you can spring him and have the, find some chemistry on that line. He's a guy who can get down there deep, dig it out, and center. You saw that a little bit, and maybe you saw a little bit last night too about William Nylander. Once he got very frustrated trying to score, he's not a bad playmaker, even though he seems to be on the perimeter a lot. He's a pretty good playmaker once he passes off and decides, maybe that his shot selection isn't great. He's pretty good in the setup as well.
Lance Hornby joining Gord Stellick, Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Leafs Radio Network. A 5-3 win by the Buffalo Sabres over the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight in Toronto Maple Leaf preseason action. Not a lot of storylines. Goaltending always won. By the way, Garrett Sparks cleared waivers with the Vegas Golden Knights today. A lot of goaltenders clearing waivers right now. It's your one really chance to get them down, and then later on with injuries and other things, guys might get another crack at it. But Michael Neuvirth, I don't think a lot of people even realized, average fans, that he was with the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's there on a tryout. His attitude is great. He hasn't played since last January 3rd due to injuries and that, but he got the start. He played two-thirds of the game. What did you think of Neuvirth's play?
Well, like you said, a bit of a man of mystery at camp. Hutchinson, especially, I was down there for a lot of the summer skates. Neuvirth was a very, very late arrival and didn't speak to the media, where Hutchinson was there very early, went to lunch, went golfing with Frederik Andersen. So they had a bit of a rapport going. So you sort of got the impression that Neuvirth was a little behind when he got here. Then he got hurt in St. John's and didn't have a full early part of camp, so you weren't really sure what you're getting tonight. But I was impressed. I mean, I couldn't really fault him on the goals tonight. You could saw his veteran savvy, holds his post well, that kind of thing. So that was good. And of course, again, not really his fault, but a tough finish in the third period for Hutchinson tonight. So maybe that battle for the backup is back on when it was perceived that Hutchinson may have had a chance to go. But, I think Neuvirth had a good, he's telling us he had a great summer, a new trainer, I think he said. So he comes in 100%, and I think he's going to make things interesting.
Luke Fox joined us in the intermissions, and we were talking. It was interesting. He talked about the story that all of a sudden when Neuvirth talked, he wasn't a kid that grew up idolizing European teams. He was a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, and Matt Sundin was his idol. I mean, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I heard that today as well. That is quite interesting. I'm not sure. How much of it is true. Maybe he's just knows where he is and knows what the people here like to say. You know, I noticed, it's funny he didn't say any Czech players either. That was quite interesting because there's a lot of Czech Leafs or Czechoslovakian Leafs going back to before the curtain. But anyway, I think he's going to add some interest here. And you know what? If you get a veteran, I guess the bottom line is the Leafs don't care if it's Hutchinson or if it's Neuwirth. Someone has to step up. If they want to play Frederik Andersen less than 60 games, someone's got to step up and prove that they can play. Get Mike Babcock's confidence that he can go in for 20 or more and cut down Andersen's workload for the springtime.
Well, looking at the Buffalo Sabres side, they had a stronger lineup tonight, which you would think they're on home ice. But also, you know, they're a lot more wide open. You got a new coach, so a chance to make impressions on him. You're a bad team last year, so there's more spots open. And then a guy like Victor Olofsson comes up with two goals and really impressed them. This is a seventh-round pick a couple of years ago. Last year was his rookie season, pretty well spent all of it with Rochester. But he really, now besides the two goals, he can skate and showed a lot of skill for an unknown. And you got to think that scored some big marks in Coach Ralph Kruger's books.
Yeah, and I think I was very impressed he came back at all after Jake Muzzinmull drove him into the Erie Canal with that hit, sent him into the Toronto bench. Yeah, there's a lot of good young players in Buffalo. It's interesting, you know, the last two coaches there, Housley, Bilsma, weren't really making strong relationships with the players, is what I heard from the people in Buffalo. Good coaches as they were and successful as they were other places. So now you got Kruger, who is a very interesting man. He, you know, born in Winnipeg, but, you know, learned a lot of his hockey overseas. And when he came to Buffalo, came incognito to a lot of the sports bars and started asking people. Of course, nobody in Buffalo really knows what Ralph Kruger looks like. So he started quizzing some of the people in the sports bars about the Sabres and what they needed and all that. So, you know, it took a different approach to life. And, you know, I don't know, maybe like a cerebral kind of Roger Nilsson type trying to find a different way to make the team a little better, get to know them better. And sounds like he's going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, after, you know, going through so many coaches there after Lindy Ruff, maybe the Sabres have hit on the right guy here.
You bring up an excellent point, Lance. How can you be incognito when nobody recognizes you?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I repeated myself there, but you know, it's funny now. One of the Buffalo writers has told me now they're trying to trace back, because it's a pretty good story. They're trying to go back and find some of the staff and some of the patrons that he spoke to find out, you know, just what the Kruger method is about, you know, finding out about the team and that. But I'm sure Ralph got sick of chicken wings by the time this reconnaissance mission was over.
Well, and maybe he's making up stories like you think Michael Neuwirth might be.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Preseason is the time for that. I guess one last one on Leafs side, then I want to bring up a Buffalo angle. Just, you know, Jason Spezza and Freddie Gauthier playing together. So it's kind of like you might have thought they're battling each other for center spots, but Mike Babcock seems to feel that one will be a singer, one will be a center, one will be a wing, at least to start the year.
Yeah, I got to think that maybe Mike Babcock, just in his own Mike Babcock way, was kind of misunderstood in what he wanted. He said something the other night about Spezza, you know, not being interested. That was the implication in doing some of the things. But I think they're trying to find a different role for him. And Spezza said to us in St. John's, he says, I'm trying to be like the Swiss Army knife on this team, do so many different things. And that's a role he's not really, you know, used to. He's used to being the big dog. And certainly when you get to age 36 and in the situation he is with the Leafs, he's probably not going to be, you know, barring injuries, anything bigger than or anything more high profile than a fourth line guy. He's trying to do different things, and that may be playing a bit of wing. But it was brought up on one of the guys, I think was Millen on TV tonight, saying that he's got a pretty good handle on, you know, a pretty good ability to fill in where needed in some unusual spots. And one of those was at the end of a penalty kill when Marner was tired, out came Spezza and had a really good shift on the Tavares line. So you never know what this guy can do. And certainly all the years in the NHL, I think he's going to be a very good addition to the team in certain situations. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of where Babcock is going to put him. And, you know, sort of knows what he can do, but also Mike, I guess, and Kyle Dubas have to decide on some of these young guys and where they're going to fit in first, and then decide how Spezza can best be utilized.
Well, again, to go back, we'll just you mentioned Trevor Moore, probably the best Leaf out there tonight, and part of that exciting flurry in the third period of play. You alluded to it. Joe Bowen used to call boxing, which you could see, you know, because Joe's an excellent caller that way, lots of excitement. So that was kind of like a wrestling play. So it is, of all people, the guy that starred in the game and scored, you know, two goals for the Buffalo Sabre, Victor Olofsson. But so Jake Muzzin, I mean, the Sabres are on the power play. He drills him on the boards by the Leaf bench, gets him almost over. Then not once but twice does a mini hockey pile driver. I think Ben Harper helps a little bit. And all, like he's yeah. like he's right in the Leaf bench. Like he's right.
Yeah.
He can't get out forever. He gets out kind of chuckling. But while he's there in purgatory, Trevor Moore seizes on the opportunity and scores that shorthanded goal. So I mean, it was a funny kind of play. But good on Victor Olofsson later to get the last laugh with the game winning goal.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's some of the things about preseason hockey. Maybe you don't see some of those, that skullduggery going on and some of the stuff. So I've seen a lot of hits and a lot of fight, even the players chuckling after fights. I guess they know, in some cases, certainly the veterans like Muzzin know that this is just a warm up. I mean, for others, clearly it's serious. I mean, this is their, a couple of guys maybe getting their one and only shot in these exhibition games to play well. But you know what, it was entertaining game as it always, it seems to be on the Buffalo side. Toronto gets a series split using one of their better lineups last night. And then tonight Buffalo coming back with Eichel and some of their, Reinhart and some of their bigger stars tonight. So I think it's a good portent of what this series could be this season, as I hope a lot of people think that Toronto-Ottawa is going to be a lot more competitive this year, especially with the ex-Leafs, and Toronto-Montreal as they get, as the Canadiens take another step up this year.
Yeah, it was an exciting preseason game tonight, even though the Sabres were 5-3 winners, that's for sure. I know you'll have your coverage. We'll look forward to it in the Toronto Sun. And as well, if these walls could talk, and maybe a lot of talking this year in Leaf Walls in a positive way. Coming out October 1st, latest book by Lance Hornby. We'll talk more about that in subsequent visits, but thanks for visiting tonight. Appreciate it, Lanceroo.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Gordo. I appreciate it.
Lance Hornby joining us, of course, talking about Maple Leaf preseason action tonight. Of course, they won last night against the Buffalo Sabres. Tonight, very, very exciting back-and-forth game. 3-3 tie late in the third period. Trevor Moore shorthanded goal that tied it up, but then Victor Olofsson of the Buffalo Sabres scored his second goal of the game. Empty netter added in the waning seconds. The Buffalo Sabres are 5-3 victors over the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight in Leaf preseason action. We'll hear from John Tavares, some of the Leafs as well. We'll also hear from Mike Babcock when we come back. And a reminder, if you're a big hockey fan out there, and I think if you're listening tonight, you probably are a big hockey fan and or Leaf fan. We've had a lot of success and fun at our Sportsnet live events at Sportsnet Grill. The next one will be October 1st. It'll be a hockey season preview featuring a live taping of 31 Thoughts, the podcast with Jeff Merrick and Elliot Freeman, then kind of a fun social panel with myself, Chris Johnston, and Steve Dangle. If you win your way onto the guest list on October 1st, you'll receive complimentary food and drinks from Sportsnet Grill, as well as the chance to win door prizes. So enter right now at sportsnet.ca/590. Enter right now at sportsnet.ca/590, and hopefully you can join us on October 1st. We'll come back. We'll hear from the Maple Leaf head coach and many of the Leafs involved in tonight's game. A 5-3 win for the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Buffalo Sabres in Maple Leaf preseason action. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick with you on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Let our trained professionals help you come down from the high of the game here on the Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Welcome back. Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. A 5-3 preseason win for the Buffalo Sabres over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Gord Stellick, welcome you back. Also, the gang, Anthony Messina, Dan Marino, and J.R. Manitad as well, the controls today. Thanks very much. Excellent work. We are in regular season form, just so you know that. And a lot of the players tonight seem to be in regular season form. We'll hear from Maple Leaf head coach Mike Babcock, John Tavares, and some of the other Maple Leafs, but we always get the great calls from Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph, so we like to give you a second blush at it if you listen to the game or if you miss some of it. Catch it right now, And we talked about John Tavares and the veteran and one of the few elite Leafs players playing tonight. Well, he is the guy that opens the scoring for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
There, ooh, a deflection in front. Scores. Now, I don't know. That was definitely a skate maneuver to get the shot on goal, but it was stopped. And then the Leafs pounce on the rebound and jam it home, and it'll be Tavares who'll get credit for the goal. And I guess this is okay yeah, because the goaltender made a save.
Well, it doesn't sound like Joe's in regular season form, but anyway, yeah, we'll get basically it was it. A great, great play by Kasperi Kapanen kicking it. So it looked like it could, if he kicked it and it went in, it would not have been allowed. But John Tavares then did knock it in, gives the Maple Leafs a 1-0 lead. And it's the elite players that are coming up. It's Buffalo that tallies back.
Sabres get it back in the Toronto zone. Nelson dropping it back, trying to move to the net. Reinhardt couldn't get a shot away. Played back to the blue line by Vesey, and a shot block scores. Sam Reinhardt doubles up a rebound and ties the game at one.
Yeah, a shot that hit Jack Eichel and came right back to Sam Reinhardt, and he ties it up 1-1. And that's the way it was after the first period of play. And then in the second period, we'll hear from who I talked with Lance Hornby about earlier, Victor Olofsson. It's the Buffalo Sabres on a power play.
Looks across ice, and then it went right off the stick of Olofsson. Now it's back to Dahlin, to Eichel, to Olofsson. The one-timer scores! Victor Olofsson let that go and rather efficiently finds the back of the net for a power play goal.
Rather efficiently, a little bit fortuitously as well, and the Toronto Maple Leafs will experience the same thing. Not only will they tie the game up, but one of those odd ones, kind of a seeing eye goal.
Eichel back the other way. Drops the puck back. Had it stolen away by Kapanen. In on the left wing, racing after it is Engvall. Got it in front, they score! Carter Hutton looked like he pulled away from the post, thinking it was going to go around back of the net.
Now we're getting Joe Bowen in regular season form. There we go. And yeah, that was it. Carter Hutton, not too happy. Pierre Engvall, seventh round pick by the Maple Leafs. So the depth they've had in drafting is really paying dividends. 19 goals last year with the Toronto Marlies. Obviously, he's ticketed to go back there, but kind of nice for him to get a goal preseason style for the Leafs. It's a 2-2 tie after two periods of play. Now, the third period, yeah, all kinds of excitement. We mentioned the second period. They were rather pedestrian goals, some pretty exciting goals in the third period, and it is the Sabres that strike next.
And Nylander had an inner. Oh, here's a lead pass for a breakaway for the Sabres. Scores! A long lead pass that got ahead, and Jimmy Vesey is able to snap it off the goalpost and in, and the Sabres have a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, just there. It was kind of like a Buffalo Bills play that Jimmy Vesey kind of sneaks behind everybody. You could see Jake Muzzin kind of saying, oh, God, he's open. And give Sam Reinhardt credit. Sam Reinhardt had a solid game, feeds him with a perfect pass. And all of a sudden, the Buffalo Sabres are up 3-2. And then the next little flurry, it's the Buffalo Sabres again on a power play. And I don't know if this will be part of the play or not, but this is where Jake Muzzin does his triple pile driver and knocks Olofsson into the Maple Leaf bench. And all of a sudden, while everyone's kind of laughing about that or remarking about that or gawking about that, a goal occurs. Here's the play.
A pass in on the left wing, shot in. Whoa, what a hit by Muzzin. And he knocks the Buffalo player right into the Leaf bench. They're a little shorthanded. Back come the Leafs with a 2-on-1. Moore in with a pass in front of the goalie. Score! Well, you don't see that every day.
See, I told you that. Joe Bowen loves to call the boxing matches, the wrestling matches, and loves to call the goals. You do not see that every day. What a great hit by Jake Muzzin. And then also, just the add-on of it, it just was funny. Two more shoves to make sure that all of a sudden couldn't get back on the ice. He was literally on the Maple Leaf bench for a number of seconds. And Trevor Moore, probably the best Maple Leaf tonight, comes up with a shorthanded goal. So it is tied 3-3 and looked like there was a good chance that the game could go to overtime, but it is the Buffalo Sabres that come through.
And all of a sudden, Rodriguez was in behind everybody. Centered in front of the net, they score! Olofsson comes off the left side and a turnover in the corner. And I suppose turnaround is fair play after getting deposited into the Leaf bench. He scores to make it 4-3.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe it was. Maybe it was fair vindication for the man who was deposited unceremoniously in the Leaf bench. And the Sabre player we noticed the most, certainly Victor Olofsson, coming up with his second goal of the game. The Leafs, yeah, didn't really get chances with the goaltender pulled. And actually pulling the goaltender now was resulting, because teams do it earlier, more and more empty net goals for players to pad their stats. This is the third time this preseason the Leafs have had an empty netter scored against them.
Puck in the far corner, a minute to go now in the third period. Puck comes back along the boards, and Spezza slashes it around to the near side, but the Sabres are going to get to it and ice it, but it goes wide, and now the Sabres are there to put it into an empty net.
There we go. An empty net goal, and that's it. A 5-3 win for the Buffalo Sabres over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick with you on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Leafs Radio Network. Mentioned a couple of news items before we hear from Leaf players and Maple Leaf head coach Mike Babcock. Dustin Byfuglien suspended by the Winnipeg Jets. This is strictly business. On the personal side, they want to give him all the time to figure out about his future, but they need to suspend him to free up the cap space should he not report by the start of the year. And the Winnipeg Jets, like pretty well most NHL teams, desperately need cap space. So that's one thing. And also reports that the NHL officials and the NHL have reached a four-year agreement. I think most people are surprised that they were even without an agreement, but it ended August 31st. It sounded like there was no acrimony or threats of work stoppage or what have you, but that's a report out there that a new four-year deal is in place for the very much at times unappreciated but usually appreciated members of the NHL family. So that's going on the league side. On the team side, John Tavares, like us, there weren't a ton of marquee Maple Leaf players in the lineup tonight. More Buffalo Sabre marquee players, but John Tavares is about as marquee as you could get it. He did open the scoring for the Leafs, and here's John Tavares talking postgame.
I counted a 1.7 shots on net for you guys. Seemed to be gelling as a line. Did it have that feel? It seemed like you got a pretty good start here tonight.
Yeah, I think we created some chances. Obviously got a goal early, had a few more looks throughout the game. I think we just like to clean up some of the ones that came against us tonight. But, I think coming off of the game in St. John's, I think it continued to get better and creating chances, finding some more open ice, having a good feel where each other are, and just want to keep building in those areas. I thought he was solid. We at times, especially in the second, were a little sloppy and had to rely on playing on our own end and him making some crucial saves. And just, he's very calm in there and not easy when sometimes we're kind of giving the middle of the ice up on the PK. And, they obviously got some talented players to make some good plays. And he made some good saves. So, it's continued work in progress for everybody. But for him, I think good to get out there and play, and thought he looked good. Well, he's using his speed really well, which I think we know about it, but I think he continues to get better at just plays along the walls and tight spaces. And, he's got a lot of tools. He thinks the game well, makes good plays, and he's got a good knack for the net. So, he continues to kind of grow as a player, and he's fun to play with.
Are there subtleties to the GOATS game that you're seeing in this preseason that has allowed him to play with some confidence, do you think?
Well, I think he's got a good understanding of where to be and where to go, and it's just continuing to build confidence. And I think you kind of seeing that from him coming off of last year into the start of camp this year in the first couple games. Just a good feeling of who he is as a player and continuing to be comfortable with that and grow in confidence. And, he's a big body, and he doesn't look quick, but he always seems to be in the way, and he kind of matches everyone stride for stride. And tough guy to push off the puck and defend. So, he continues to kind of grow.
Halfway through the preseason slate, what will you prioritize through the second?
Well, I think we want to continue to clean up, being better on our own end, and continue to develop our transition game, which we're obviously, I think, a real strength of ours. And then from there, you want to play in the offensive zone and make it tough on teams that have to defend and use your energy down there. So, it's kind of gets a little repetitive, but it's always those consistent habits and being on top of those on a daily basis and continuing to get that rhythm and that feel and work out those kinks and continue to get better as we approach opening night.
Thoughts on Muzzin's big hit there in the third?
Well, Muzz is you know, got a great presence in terms of just the way he plays the game, his physicality. You know, he makes himself felt in all areas of the ice, and was crucial for us last season. No surprise that he'll step up and make you pay if you're not looking.
John Tavares, after the Maple Leafs 5-3 loss, preseason action to the Buffalo Sabres, and talking about the Jake Muzzin big hit on Victor Olofsson, and then a lot of talk near the end of the game. Rasmus Dahlin, not so much known for the big hits that way, but a big hit on Tyson Barry, who went down initially, so it was a worrisome type. It looked kind of like a knee-on-knee or a knee-on-leg and what have you, but Barry did come out the final shift, so hopefully that is the case, that he is 100% healthy. And Tyson Barry, one of those new faces, counted on in a big way for the Toronto Maple Leafs this season on the Maple Leaf blue line. Another new face, and got to think he probably will go to the Toronto Marlies. I mean, there's a battle for the backup goaltender's job. Michael Neuvirth, probably not a Leaf fan, so realizing that he's with the Leafs. He's here on a PTO, professional tryout, whereas guys like Michael Hutchison and that have contracts already. But Neuvirth, who has had a, at times, decent NHL career, it's just about remaining healthy, hasn't played since last January 3rd. So you would think that even if he showed well, he'd probably want to go, or you'd want to put him to the Marlies to get some serious game action in. We talked to Lance Hornby about it earlier, that he got hurt when they went down to Newfoundland, so he's been a little bit set back that way. A big reason he came here was because of the excellent reputation the Leafs have with diagnosing, treatment, and all, I guess, the Kawhi Leonard of hockey-type situation. Played two periods tonight. Michael Hutchison played the first two periods. Shots on goal were 32-32, dead even for the game. So the first little bit of Michael Neuvirth as a Toronto Maple Leaf goaltender, and here he is post-game after the 5-3 loss.
How did it feel to come back after such a difficult preseason for you, where you had to wait a while to get into a game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was okay for the first game back, and you know, there's still, you know, some mistakes I made, but you know, I thought it was a solid effort.
What did you like about what you were able to do?
Especially in the second, you know, I was seeing the puck way better from the blue line. You know, I was had to fight more, you know, through the traffic, and I thought I did a better job in the second than in the first. But overall, I thought it was okay.
Any butterflies or nerves going into this situation since it had been so many months since you got in again?
Actually, I was calm. Yeah. You know, I had a good practice yesterday. I had a good pregame skate, so I was coming in with confidence.
Physically, do you feel good and ready for another opportunity next week?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was good to play two periods, and body felt good, and you know, excited for another opportunity.
Well, we'll find out what the other opportunity is. Michael Neuvirth, his first opportunity playing with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So one of the storylines that happened in tonight's game. Again, on the Buffalo Sabres side, you got a lot more players vying for jobs there, a lot more positions open, brand new head coach in Ralph Kruger. On the Toronto Maple Leafs side, certainly looking for some depth on D, particularly with the injury early on to Travis Dermott. And it seems like Rasmus Sandin was a guy that's made a real impression there. He didn't play on the Maple Leaf blue line. Again, chatting earlier with Luke Fox, who joined us during the intermissions, Justin Hull out there, and a guy who just played 11 games last year for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They didn't want to send him down on waivers to the Marlies, and just a guy that couldn't seem to crack the affection professionally of Mike Babcock. You kind of forgot he was with the team last year, but he was out there tonight, and he's still in the picture as far as the Toronto Maple Leaf D go. But again, day by day, game by game, they are figuring out what that final lineup will be for the regular season opening. We'll come back and wrap things up. Our first Leafs Nation postgame of the season, a 5-3 win for the Buffalo Sabres over the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick with you on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Time for a little hockey talkie. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Five-three win for the Buffalo Sabres of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto Maple Leaf preseason action. Welcome back to Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick with you, kind of counting down a few points in our last few minutes of our preseason edition of Leafs Nation postgame. Of course, we will do it for all 82 Toronto Maple Leaf regular season games. We're back on the air preseason-wise next Saturday, home game for the Maple Leafs against the Detroit Red Wings, and we'll have that for you. Here is my fun fact, digging in some of the players. I'll throw a few observations out about tonight's game, but Hudson Elniak out there had a couple of chances, look a little bit tight that way, played with the Newfoundland Growlers, so trying to make an impression. But his dad, Pat Elniak, played for a number of seasons in the National Hockey League, and way back in 1986, good pick by the Maple Leafs in the first round, Vinny Domfus, I believe sixth overall, Vincent Domfus, and sitting there at the draft table, the whole thinking was that he would have gone in the top five. And ranking the five, I'm trying to remember, like Zdarlis Zalapsky, Sean Anderson, guys like that were there. And the one that threw the draft a little bit out of whack was the New Jersey Devils, because they were big on psychological testing. One of the innovators that way took a guy named Neil Brady from Medicine Hat, third overall, which was a big move up. So we knew one of the other players would fall to us, and we, the Toronto Maple Leafs, were extremely pleased that that was Vincent Domfus. So a guy we really didn't expect we were going to get was Vincent Domfus. And had that not happened, we likely would have drafted Hudson Elniak's father, Pat Elniak, because he went right next to the Winnipeg Jets. So could have been a father-son connection, but as things worked out, Vinny Domfus had a great career with the Toronto Maple Leafs and had a great career in the NHL all in all. So it's interesting seeing some of those family connections out there. One of the other pluses, there wasn't a lot of power play time for the Maple Leafs, but there was one at the end of the second period. You had to like what you saw with the Tavares and the Mariners and, you know, guys that will be out there on the power play. And certainly with Tyson Barrie, an addition on the blue line, that's going to be a big plus, because for the Maple Leafs, for all their firepower and all they've had, the power play was really just kind of ordinary for too many chunks last season. So that is something that they're looking to upgrade. And we saw some snippets of what looked like a whole lot of potential. I thought Nick Patan as well. We forget some of the guys. I mentioned Justin Hall earlier, you know, fighting for a job. Nick Patan came over last year, and another useful type player, and certainly a guy that hopes and believes he's very much in the mix. I thought especially early on in the first period of play that he seemed to show very well for the Toronto Maple Leafs. But and then Jake Muzzin, the big hit, that's what you expect for him. That's really one of the big plays that made the third period exciting, his big hit on Victor Olofsson that way. But Trevor Moore, nice to see, because here's a guy that really came on last year, as you want to keep developing players, and you want to keep developing players as well so you can have some players on the entry-level type contracts while you're paying the Austin Matthews, Mitch Marners, John Tavares's of the world. I mean, that is a key in the 2019 world of the National Hockey League in putting a team together, and he played really well. I thought Kasperi Kapanen, also another guy that played quite well for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. All in all, though, it was, when you look at the scoreboard, 3-3 with minutes left, but it ends up with a fifth empty net goal. The Buffalo Sabres are 5-3 winners over the Toronto Maple Leafs, so a much more of an experienced lineup for them. And they're loyal and great fans in Buffalo, at least can go happy with what happened on the scoreboard. 5-3, the Buffalo Sabres defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs. You've been listening to Leafs Nation postgame. Gord Stellick with you, covering all the Toronto Maple Leaf action throughout the season right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.